It's vitally important for the future of the whole area of climate change. I suppose the focus up to now has been very much on the future, about reducing emissions at the moment to have an impact in relation to the future challenges that we're going to face in relation to climate. What this plan today and framework today is about is very much about the here and now. As we've seen, we're seeing an increase in the frequency of flooding, increase in the frequency of storms. And I suppose the focus for many people across the country would be that issue of flooding. And the predictions are that at the moment, flooding on an annualised basis is costing homeowners, businesses and the economy about €192 million a year. That's projected, if we do nothing, to rise to over €1 billion a year by 2050. So we need to change and adapt now to the changing climate that we have. But it's not just about the issue of flooding. During our summers, we expect now that we'll have less rainfall. So there's going to be an issue of drought, a shortage of water. How can we augment existing public water supplies to ensure that we don't have water rationing? What impact is that going to have on agriculture? What impact is that going to have in relation to health, in relation to air quality and so forth? So all of these issues are being looked at now. So what we're doing is we're establishing four regional offices to coordinate this across the country, working very much with the local authorities. Because at the end of the day, a lot of the measures that are going to have to be taken are going to have to be taken at council level and at community level. So we're resourcing the councils to deal with this. We're putting a fund of €10 million in place to build up the capacity, the know-how and the expertise so that we can work with government departments and work with communities across this country to address these issues.
€10 million over 5 years. How will this money be spent? And does it go far enough?
This money will very much be spent focusing on staffing, building up capacity within the four regional offices so that we have a team of experts across the country to deal with this. They would be very much plugging in then to the research capabilities in our universities, and we have over the last number of years spent a significant amount of money building up capacity in UCC, in NUI Maynooth, and many of the other universities. So it's about pooling the knowledge and resources that we have through our university sector, through our government departments and and state agencies, but also about what we're doing at a European level and plugging into information there and delivering that on the ground in a practical way in communities across the country. That's what these offices will be doing.